Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to It's Storytime Gather Around with your hosts, authors J.D. Holliday and myself, Christy Condaleo. Three Saturdays a month at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be here and read a story to you. Parents, if you or your children have a question or a comment, you can call in after the story is read. Our number is 714-242-5259, or join us in the chat room here at Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 28, 2012. This week's It's Storytime Gather Round can be listened to live at blogtalkradio.com/worldofinknetwork, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you'd like at the same address or on iTunes by researching World of Ink Network. You can also go to our site for information. It's storytimeforkids.blogspot.com. Hey, J.D.
Hi, Christy. We have a special guest today, author Kachetta M. Payne. She's going to read her book, Bobo's New Challenge, Spike. But first, I will read Kachetta Payne's first book, Bobo the Race Car. Bobo is an awesome race car. He dreams of winning a big race and being in the winner's circle. So you can imagine how excited he was when he read that the Poco racetrack was having their first big racing event. During the practice lap, Bobo notices that his friend Bigfoot was having serious problems on the track. Bobo and all his friends know that Bigfoot needs their help. They find a way to help their friend in an unselfish effort so that they can all compete in the race together. Bobo the Race Car, written by Kachetta M. Payne. Bobo the Race Car had always dreamed of winning a big race. He was a bright blue race car with a wide white stripe along both sides. Bobo had everything he needed to fulfill his long-time dream. He had determination and confidence that he would be in the winner's circle. So you can just imagine how excited Bobo was when he read that the Poco racetrack was having their first big racing event. He eagerly picked up the phone and called all his friends. The first call was to his close friend Gator. Gator was a forest green race car with a zigzag Nile green line running from the top of his roof to the back of his bumper. "Hello," answered Gator. "Hi, Gator," Bobo replied. "I am going to enter the big race next week. I was wondering if you were too." "Gee, thanks for reminding me, Bobo. Yes, I must go and sign up," Gator replied with a huge smile on his face. "Great," said Bobo. The next call was to his friend Bigfoot. "Hello," answered Bigfoot in a husky voice. "Hi, Bigfoot, it's Bobo. I have some really cool news. Gator and I are entering our names for the big race next week. It would be great if you could race with us." Bigfoot paused for a moment. Although Bigfoot is by far the oldest race car of the group, he never actually raced in a real race before. He had this brilliant gold-colored body with a thin black stripe right on the middle of his roof. Without any hesitation, Bigfoot gleefully replied, "Yes." Bobo was so happy that so far two of his best friends were going to race with him. The last call was to his longtime friend Saber. Saber was a fire engine red with a white lightning design on each fender. "Hi, Saber," replied Bobo. "Gator, Bigfoot, and I are going to enter the big race next week. It would be so exciting having all of us race together. Would you like to race with us? Besides, it wouldn't be much fun without you." Saber cheerfully replied, "I have always wanted to be in a race, and it would even be better doing it with my friends. Count me in," replied Saber. "Oh, wow, this is great," Bobo shouted. "This is going to be the best race ever. I will call the guys back and tell them we will all meet together at the Poco racetrack for some practice runs." The next morning, Bobo, Gator, Bigfoot, and Saber were all ready, cleaned, shined, oiled, and ready to hit the pedal to the metal. Round and round the tracks they sped, lap after lap, doing their practice runs. Bobo was the first one to finish. They all looked like powerful race cars except for Bigfoot. Bobo noticed that Bigfoot was losing a lot of speed rounding the turns, and he looked completely exhausted. Bobo was worried about his friend Bigfoot. Bigfoot then pulled up to Bobo. "Hi, Bigfoot," Bobo said. "How you feeling?" "I'm feeling fine. Why are you asking?" Bigfoot asked. "Well, you lost some speed while making those turns on the track." "Oh, I'm fine," Bigfoot replied. "I'll do better during the next practice." Bobo just looked at his friend and kept silent. He knew something was not right with Bigfoot. "Hi, Gator. Hi, Saber. You guys had a great practice run from what I saw," said Bobo. "Thanks, Bobo. I was just mentioning to Bigfoot that he lost some speed making those turns, and I think he might need his engine checked." "Please, Bobo, don't make it sound so serious. I will do better during the next practice run," Bigfoot repeated. "Listen, Bigfoot," Bobo said, "we just want to make sure that you are in A1 shape for the race next week." "Bobo is right," said Gator. "It is better to be safe than sorry," Saber added. Bigfoot shouted, "I cannot believe that my friends are telling me that I need my engine checked." Silence fell among the race cars. Okay, maybe I do need a checkup. Do you guys realize that time is running out? Besides, how am I going to get my engine checked when the race is only 1 week away?" "Don't worry about that. We can handle that. Right, guys?" Bobo answered. "Tomorrow we will all meet at the garage at 9 a.m. and give Bigfoot a complete checkup," Bobo added. "After we check things out, I will order whatever parts we need." "That sounds great," said Gator, "but the parts are going to take at least a day to get." "Gator, we can do it. I know we can do it," said Bobo. The next morning, they checked Bigfoot's engine and found all parts that were causing Bigfoot's problems. "I will order the parts, and please make sure everyone is here bright and early tomorrow. Oh, and remember to wear your thinking caps," replied Bobo. All you could hear from the garage was loud laughter. The following morning, Bobo was the first one at the garage. He started to set up all the necessary tools that might be needed and prepared a clean area so that his friends arrived, they would get right down to business. Bobo was a very organized race car. Bigfoot, Gator, and Saber drove in just as Bobo was finishing. "Good morning, guys," said Bobo. "Good morning," everyone replied. "Does everyone have their thinking caps on?" asked Bobo. "We sure do." "Okay, let's get busy and do our thing," said Bobo. They worked endlessly with much precision, speed, and determination. They were totally exhausted when they finally finished. "We did it, guys, we did it," shouted Bobo. "Okay, Bigfoot, now you must do a test run so we can see if our hard work improved your speed," said Gator. "Let's go, guys. This is going to be a sight to see," said Saber. All the race cars left the garage and headed for the track. Bigfoot waited for Bobo's signal, then took off like lightning. With each turn, Bigfoot pressed for more speed. It was like watching a flash going right before your eyes. "Look at Bigfoot. I can't believe it," Bobo shouted. "I can't believe it either," said Gator. Bigfoot finally drove up to his friends with this broad smile on his face. The expression on Bigfoot's face was priceless. "Want to see me do that again?" asked Bigfoot. All his friends started laughing. "I think once is enough," Gator replied. Not only did Bigfoot's speed improve, but his engine performance was excellent. "Thank you so much, guys, for all your help," said Bigfoot. "You're very welcome. After all, what are friends for?" said Saber. The big event was finally here. All the race cars were at the track checking their controls and getting ready. Everyone wished each other good luck. They all started revving up their engines, waiting for the flag to drop. Then as the flag dropped, they sped out as fast as they could. They went round and round the track, lap after lap, each trying their best to win. Bigfoot had 2 laps to go. He knew he had to press for more speed, and as he zoomed by, he realized he was the lead car. Bobo was right behind him, doing his best to pass him. Gator and Saber were racing neck and neck. Everyone was doing his best to catch up to Bigfoot. But before you knew it, the race was over. Bigfoot was jumping for joy and kept saying, "I won, I won, I won the race." Bobo, Gator, and Saber congratulated him over and over again. Even before it was announced, Bigfoot already knew he was a winner, thanks to the support of his loving friends. All the race cars circled around Bigfoot as the announcer said, "Congratulations to our winner, Bigfoot." The end.
Oh, that was great. Well, now we have the author of both Bobo the Race Car and Bobo's new challenge, Spike. Conchetta M. Payne here. Hi, Conchetta.
Hi. Hello, JD and Christy. Thank you for having me on your show. Hi, everyone.
We're so glad you could join us. Tell us a little bit about Bobo's new challenge, Spike.
Well, Bobo's new challenge, Spike, is the third in a series about Bobo and his friends. I introduced 3 new race cars: Justin, who decides to race with them again; Spike, a race car with an attitude; and a beautiful race car named Angie. She was so pretty that Bobo's motor skipped. Bobo's new challenge, Spike. Bobo was having a very peaceful day at home. Every once in a while, he would glance up to admire the first-place trophy he had won at last year's Pocono Raceway. He would never forget how thrilling it was to race on the tricky triangle. Just as he was remembering how his dream became a reality, his phone rang. "Hello," said Bobo. "Hi, Bobo. Congratulations. Is that you, Justin?" "Thank you, and how are you?" replied Bobo. "I'm in tip-top shape," Justin answered. Justin was a little disappointed when his family told him they were moving, but it was only a few miles away. Justin is an awesome jet black race car with silver stars. "I was just heading over to the track. Why don't you meet me there? The guys will be so surprised to see you," Bobo replied. "That sounds cool," answered Justin. Bobo hung up the phone and headed out. As Bobo was nearing the raceway, he noticed Justin parked alongside the entrance. "Hey, Justin, it's great to see you. What have you been up to?" asked Bobo. "Well, I entered a few small races just to keep in shape. I also decided to race on the tricky triangle this year." "Wow, that's great. Let's find the guys and tell them the news," replied Bobo. Bigfoot, Gator, and Saber were talking with this really cool race car. "Hi, guys," Bobo said. As the race cars turned, they noticed Justin and started shouting, "Hey, it's Justin. What a surprise." "It's great to see everyone," Justin replied. "We're just introducing ourselves to Spike," said Gator. "Spike, a streamlined race car, is deep purple with gold designs on his body. Bobo and I were so excited taking home first place trophies," added Bigfoot. "Thanks. Now I know who I've got to beat," Spike said with a smirk. The race cars all looked at each other, wondering what Spike actually meant. "Well, I came here to win the race. Just watch me. Gotta get moving. See you around," Spike shouted. Spike screeched his tires and took off. Bobo and his friends stood there in disbelief. "It seems as though Spike has an attitude problem," Justin remarked. "I totally agree," Saber added. "Listen, guys, let's not come to any conclusions. We hardly know Spike, and besides, maybe he isn't having a good day. Bobo said. Bobo is right. Let's wait and see, Bigfoot added. So, we all agree on that, right? Asked Bobo. Agreed, they all replied. The next day, they all met at the raceway to do their practice laps. They were four laps into practice when Spike sped onto the track, sounding like thunder. Spike sped toward Bigfoot at an alarming speed. He tapped Bigfoot's bumper, causing him to spin out and almost hit the wall. Next, Spike set his aim on Bobo. As he was edging closer, Bobo got nervous and pulled off the track. Did you see that? Asked Justin. I sure did. That was too close for comfort, agreed Saber. What were you trying to do out there? Asked Gator. You almost caused Bigfoot to crash into the wall, Bobo shouted. No big deal. Just cool your engines, Spike replied. It is a big deal, shouted Bigfoot. Look, our main concern is to do our best and to avoid getting injured, Bobo explained. Yeah, plus this is the tricky triangle, a difficult track that needs our total attention. Saber added. Spike looked at the race cars, revved his engine, and took off. Guys, we have a serious situation with Spike, Bobo said. We certainly do, said Bigfoot. So, how are we going to handle Spike? Asked Gator. I have no idea, said Saber. I think we need to talk with him and explain exactly how we feel, Bobo suggested. Great idea, Bobo, but we only have a couple of days before the big race, said Justin. I know, Justin, I know, said Bobo. The next day, Bobo and his friends were talking by pit road when they saw Spike enter the raceway. Bobo headed towards Spike cautiously. Listen, Spike, we need to talk with you, he said. About what? Asked Spike. What happened on the track yesterday just isn't so right with us, and we are worried about ourselves and the other race cars. We don't want you to deliberately cause a crash. Someone could get seriously hurt, Bobo said. Besides, Spike, we just wanted to be good friends, added Bigfoot. Spike got very, very quiet. I guess my attitude wasn't all that friendly, was it? Spike asked sadly. Well, we really have some concerns about your performance yesterday, Gator replied. Spike stood there, with his eyes staring towards the ground, not saying a word. I'm sorry, everyone. Please forgive me. All of you are absolutely right. I wouldn't want to see anyone getting hurt. Can we forget about my rude behavior and start over? Excuse me, pleaded Spike. There was complete silence as they considered what Spike had said. To Spike's surprise, everyone burst out laughing. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate a second chance, and it's great having five new friends, he said, smiling. This is really cool. Now we can put all our efforts towards winning the race, exclaimed Justin. All the race cars headed home for a good night's rest. Race day finally arrived. The race cars were ready to hear, "Race cars, start your engines!" The race cars drove into the track, taking their positions behind the pace car. As the pace car left the track, the race cars roared out. They sped around the track, making those tricky turns, lap after lap. To everyone's surprise, Saber was in the lead with Bobo and Bigfoot right behind him. Gator, Justin, and Spike were edging closer to Bobo and Bigfoot. Spike was just about to pass Gator and Justin when all of a sudden he felt a vibration in the steering and heard a clanking noise coming from the engine. He immediately steered off onto pit road. Hurry, hurry, he said to his pit crew. I think I blew a tire. Spike not only had a flat, he also had serious engine problems. Sadly, he knew the race was over for him. Saber kept driving as fast as he could to gain distance from Bobo and Bigfoot. He was on his last lap, and as he rounded the final turn, he saw the finish line right in front of them. He started shouting, "I'm the winner! I won! Victory Circle, here I come!" All the race cars congratulated Saber before he took his victory lap around the track. When he returned, Spike drove up and gave him a high five. "Congratulations, my friend. That was a great race." "Thank you, Spike. I'm sorry about your engine problems," Saber said. "No problem, Saber. I'll be here again next year." Saber looked over and winked at Bobo and said, "Anything is possible when you believe in it. Isn't that right, Bobo?" As Saber drove into the victory circle, he heard the announcer say, "Congratulations to our Saber, our Pocono Raceway winner." It was an exciting day for the race cars, Saber winning the race, Justin racing with them, and making a new friend, Spike. As Bobo was leaving the raceway, a bright pink race car drove up. The name Angie was written in white along each side. "Hello, my name is Angie, and what's your name?" she asked. She was the prettiest race car Bobo had ever seen. "My name is Bobo," he answered. "That was an awesome race. I love racing. Would you mind if I came to watch you practice?" Angie asked, acting a little bashful. "I wouldn't mind at all. And if you like, I could introduce you to all my friends," Bobo said. "Thank you, Bobo. It was very nice meeting you." "It was nice meeting you too, Angie," Bobo replied with a smile. Bobo couldn't help but think how magnificent the day turned out to be. The end.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you so much, Conchetta. Where can our listeners buy your book?
I'm sorry?
Oh, that's all right. Where can our listeners buy your books?
My books can be purchased online at BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, BooksAMillion.com, MagicBlocks.com, and InkwoodBooks.com. The Bobo series are also available for purchase at the Skytop Lodge gift shop in Skytop, PA.
Cool. Well, can you tell us what other books you have?
Sure. I also have a second book in a series, which is Bobo Races on the Tricky Triangle, and another book called Best the Book Bus, which is co-authored by Frieda Roberts.
That's cool. Where can we find you and your books? What's your website address?
Well, excuse me. You can usually find me on Facebook on my fan page, which is Children's Books by Conchetta M. Payne. I'm also on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Mirror Publishing's website, www.pagesofwonder.com. I also have video trailers created and narrated by my grandson, Justin, and they are on YouTube and Facebook.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, I could tell you a little bit about who inspired me to write my first story.
Oh, I think I read about that on your site. Who was the inspiration?
My grandson, Justin. He was visiting during the summertime, and we were playing with his racing game. I started to create a story, and before you knew it, he loved the story. I didn't finish it, so each week he would call me from Florida asking me, "Grandma, did you finish the story?" Well, after hearing that question for so many weeks, I finally said, "Yes, Justin, I finished the story." So he says, and I thought, that was the end of it, okay? But his remark was, "Great, Grandma, now put it in a book." And I says, "Excuse me?" So my search began. And so he was my inspiration, and also my youngest granddaughter, Angie Bella, who was so enthusiastic about the stories. And that's why Justin and Angie Bello were added in my third book, Bobo's New Challenge, Spike.
Oh, that is so great.
Thank you.
That is great. Well, our time is just about up. We want to thank you again, Conchetta, for being here and reading from your wonderful books, Bobo the Race Car and Bobo's New Challenge, Spike.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, thank you, Conchetta. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. It was. It was.
Go ahead.
It was just a pleasure being on and reading my story. I hope the audience enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
And I do have another book in my mind, so hopefully I'll have that published. But it's I'm a promoter, you know, of literacy to all children, and that's what most of my time is spent.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, I'm Christy Condaleo, and you can find me and my books at epiescreations.com. My co-host is Miss J.D. Holliday, and you can find her and her books at thebookgarden.net. You can always find us at itsstorytimeforkids.blogspot.com. Thanks again for joining us. We don't have a show next week, but in 2 weeks, on August 11th, 2012, we will be reading from author Maggie Lyon's book, Vin and the Dorky Duet. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.